We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So now back to politics, because we've got an election this year in November, the congressional elections, which will be very important, as they always are. But I think, you know, people are beginning to see that there are changes for the better or for the worse, depending on your perspective, based on who you send to represent you in Richmond and in Washington. And the next year, oh my gosh, this House of Delegates and Senate races are going to be on fire, I think, because we're going to be discussing in Virginia what rules and restrictions we put in place surrounding abortion. So there'll be a lot of tension. Now, do you think anybody would want to cheat in an election with so much on the line? I think so. Ned Jones has been tracking election integrity in Virginia and across the country for years now, and he is with us. He's now the Deputy Director of Election Integrity Network at the Conservative Institute. And Ned, I really appreciate you coming on. What is your reaction as you look at the cycle that we're about to start this year and next year, federal and state? Is there any indication that the usual suspects are mobilizing to cause trouble?
Yeah, good morning, John, Thanks so much for having me on.
Yes,
I appreciate it. I'll tell you a little bit about what we're doing and how that relates to what we think might be coming up in the midterm elections and beyond. But at the Election Integrity Network, we've been holding summits around the country called Election Integrity Summits with citizens from 8 states now. We just got back from Milwaukee yesterday. Our 8th summit was in Wisconsin. And what we're doing is we're just having training summits where we have workshops in different areas where we think citizens should get involved in elections. You know, all we're talking about are fair, honest, and transparent elections. And the way we think to do that is for citizens to be involved. And we saw that in Virginia last year. Actually, as we travel around the country, everybody wants to know what happened in Virginia. How are we able to really deliver what we believe to be a fair and honest and transparent election? And it isn't because Youngkin won. It's because we think that's what really happened. You know, it's difficult in Virginia with 45 days of voting, no ID. People can't believe that around the country, that anybody can walk in, sign an affidavit that they say who they say they are and vote. And so we overcame all that, and, you know, we do think it was as fair and transparent as we can get. However, there are irregularities even last year, and we know what's at stake in the midterms, and so we're watching. And I think that's the big difference, that we now have an army of citizens around the country who are involved in the election process. And the monitoring and the scrutiny really helps. You know, we heard about Zuckerberg bucks in 2020 and the effect it had on our election, even in Virginia. And the Center for Tech and Civic Life was the organization who distributed that money. Well, they're back at it again. They've formed a new program called the U.S. Alliance for Election Excellence. They've gotten an $83 million grant from somebody new called the Audacity Project. And so what they're trying to do is organize election officials around the country to be aware, as they call it, of these radical partisan poll watchers. You know, we had 4,500 poll watchers that we trained and scheduled last year in Virginia, watched almost all the early voting and certainly on Election Day. And we think that had an effect on creating a fair and honest election. Well, this U.S. Alliance for Election Excellence is something that we're unsure of what their actual
goals. What do they
want
to do?
Are.
What is their goal, to boot you out so that you can't monitor what's happening?
Well, here's what they say. They want to organize election officials so that they'll have a way to respond to aggressive partisan poll watchers and workers. Now, we know that we're over the target, as they say, and we're wearing that out because there's been at least a dozen hit pieces written in the last couple of months about our election integrity summits. And it's fake news because I've been to all eight and I know exactly what we teach people.
What's their allegation?
Well, that we're marshaling, as they put it, activists who distrust the election system and want to create pressure on local officials rather than ensuring voters the access to the ballot. That can't be any further from the truth. It isn't pressure on a local officials. It's just asking questions and getting information as we get involved in the election system. Mm-hmm. We want every legal voter to vote, every single one. We want every eligible resident to be registered to vote and vote.
Well, let me ask you this. Let's just take, I live in Henrico County. So let's say early voting opens in Henrico, and on day one, I'll probably go vote early just to get it out of the way.
That's very smart. That's very smart. You protect your vote that way.
But if let's say I, you know, my dad's in the hospital, I can't go work. I during the workday, I don't get to go vote until 2 or 3 weeks into the early voting, and I show up. And I find that somebody has signed an affidavit saying they're John Reed, and maybe they knew my address. I mean, do they even ask the address, or how would you be able to
address,
vote?
Address is optional.
So let's just say somebody said, you know what, let's screw over the guy on the radio, big conservative Republican who says he's never going to vote for a Democrat. I'm going to go vote a total Democrat slate in his name. How would that happen? I'm not trying to encourage someone to break the law, but would it be possible for someone to do that on my behalf, assuming that the lady at the counter didn't know, hey, you're not the guy I used to watch on Channel 8? I mean,
this is exactly why we encouraged people to vote early in person last year in Virginia, because during the early voting, you have a chance to rectify that situation. Mm-hmm. There, you can file a claim with the registrar in your voting area. Mm-hmm. And what you're saying is, I am that person. You have an ID to prove it, and they will check that affidavit. Mm-hmm. The problem that you have is that if they allowed that voter to vote and it went through, there's no getting the vote back. So it becomes, and if they allow you to vote, it becomes a double vote.
Potentially negated or voting twice.
If the person who filled out the affidavit, and my mind is foggy on this, they may have to vote provisional. Mm-hmm. And if they did that, then they'll just pull the provisional
ballot.
So
if you have your observers there at the Henrico courthouse when this phony John Reed showed up to vote, would that person be able to say, I mean, maybe some people would recognize me just because I was on TV for so long, but would... For the average person that, you know, their neighbors might know them, but nobody else would necessarily know it was them. How do they, I don't want to say contest it, but make sure that this is fair?
Can contest it. Any citizen can contest a voter's registration. But you have to be very careful, and you have to be right, because they're really coming after people who do that. You know, there's a whole effort to canvass now to find voters at their addresses, and you have to be very careful with that because, you know, it can be turned into voter suppression. But in the case that you're talking about, the poll watcher, okay, would fill out an incident report that someone came in, claimed to be someone without an ID. Mm-hmm. And so there would be a record of it happening, but... The law says that person can vote because they signed the affidavit, subject to felony punishment, that they are who they say they are.
I mean, this is crazy. Me trying to go to the bank and pick up your paycheck.
Right.
Everyone would say, right. Are you kidding me? Don't give Ned's money to this random guy who claims he's Ned. You've got to check and see who this is. If we don't start treating the ballot, especially in a society like ours, which is very divided, as important and valuable as cash, we're fools, for fools.
And the answer, what we are teaching people in our training seminars is to set up local election integrity task forces by county, who deal with the election offices all year long. Mm-hmm. We have teams that are going to watch vulnerable voters this year, and those are the people that are in nursing homes and facilities. Some people shouldn't even be voting, and you know they go in there and harvest their ballots. We talk about cleaning up the voter rolls. They're a disaster, not just in Virginia, but in the states we've been in and really all around the country. And
well, you know what? People, that's a question I want to pose to the new head of elections here in Virginia when I can ask her to come on the air. Ned, I'm out of time. I appreciate you sharing this with us, and we'll talk again. Ned Jones, the deputy director of the Election Integrity Network.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.